email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Ray O'Neill and Alison Keaton join us in studio. Alison is a psychologist, Ray is a psychoanalyst, and they give very good free expert advice on relationships. Just before we go into our listeners' emails, we mentioned earlier on an article by Kirsty Blake Knox, the perennial question about can friendship lead to romance? Alison.
Yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
Ray.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
And what do you say to people who may be listening today and they're in a friendship and they feel that there might be something more to it and they're fearful that if they make that step and proclaim their love for their friend, that it might ruin everything?
Look, that's the risk that can happen.
Right,
absolutely.
Okay. I thought you were going to say something happy there.
Oh, no, but you know, sometimes the numbers come up and you win.
Yes. Well, it says.
Sometimes you don't.
Well, the numbers from a study in 2021 by the University of Victoria is 2/3 of 1,900 couples said that they started as friends.
Yeah. I
like that. It makes sense, Alison, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you know what? Leading on with risk, there's a brilliant article called What Happy People Do Differently, and they take risks.
Right.
Okay, so sometimes socially, sometimes in relationships, we do actually have to take that risk. And look, if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. And like, are you going to ruin the friendship? But is the friendship going to work if you have feelings for someone at that point anyway?
There's a good question.
You know?
Yes, yes.
So I'd say do it.
Also, there's the difference between having an already established relationship and trying to develop it into a romantic sexual relationship. Dating would be much more successful if instead of looking for someone who's hot, you looked for someone who could be a good friend.
Yes.
The dating world would be revolutionised if we approached it that way.
Because friendship is the building block of any good romantic relationship.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
And
the foundation as opposed to the building block. Oh, yes, go on.
And staying friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, you should be turning towards each other and, God, wait till I tell you what happened at work today. Like, I mean, that, I think, is one of the key parts. That, you know, humour.
Sense of humour,
You know, and similar values. But friendship, I think, is the building block for sure.
Right. These came in. So, Ray and Alison, anonymous, please, of course. I'm 5 years separated from my wife, but we're not divorced. It was her that left me, but not for another man. She just said... she didn't feel it anymore. We have children and share them 50-50, so we have a good bit of communication between each other. Recently, she came to me and asked, could we give it another go? But I just don't know. My head is saying don't do it, but I'm just not sure. What do your relationship experts recommend? I look out for, I don't want to be made a fool of. This is an interesting one, Alison.
So, the head is saying don't do it, but I wonder what the heart is saying. It's interesting that... 5 years is a substantial amount of time, but it seems like they're co-parenting very well and there's still some connection there. In terms of what do you look out for, I think I'd reflect that question back to yourself in terms of what was going on in the relationship, when did it change, and what do you actually want out of it, rather than putting all the power back into her court, and maybe go to therapy together beforehand.
That's good advice. She just did not feel it anymore. Five years ago.
I'd need more. If that were me, I'd need to know a little bit more than I did not feel it. Before I would even to break up with someone, I still would need more.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to understand, for her sake as well as for your own, what actually led to the breakup. Otherwise, you'll hit that bump on the road again. If it was boredom, if it was frustration, it could be menopausal, whatever it might be, both of you deserve a better answer than I just did not feel it.
I'm wondering, and I've come across this with a lot of emails over the years, where people are together, you know, 3 or 4 years and the lust and all the exciting stuff has gone out of the relationship. And sometimes they feel that it's not working as a result. Whereas that is the natural evolution of a relationship, is it not?
Oh, of course. But
so I'm wondering, has she realised that?
Yes. Yeah.
You know, that it's not going to be all fireworks, etc. And that here is a man who is a very good father to their children, who's a very good companion, and she's been out there and maybe seen what else is available. And
not available.
You know, could that be it?
That's really interesting. And also that maybe, you know, if we go even another step underneath that, like, you know, in terms of her own attachment style, does she kind of enjoy the chase?
Uh-huh.
You know, has she matured somewhat in herself? Has she gone to therapy herself? Like, I just think maybe that... the two of them go and talk with someone together, work through, as Ray is saying, all the different permutations as to what actually happened for them to feel like they weren't connected. But for him to actually ask himself, what does he actually want out of the relationship as well? They have a family. you know, there is something here. Of course it's worth pursuing, but he needs to ask the question of himself as well.
Have you come across anything like this in your work? It's an unusual one, is it?
Not that unusual. No. Like, again, sometimes it is a healthy thing in a long-term relationship to take some time out.
5 years?
Not five years.
5 is long.
That's not taking time out. That's having a whole other life. Yes. And I suppose it comes back to what you said at the beginning. If the friendship has continued between the two of you, then I'd be more optimistic. Mm. And it sounds like there's good co-parenting here, but do you want to lose that for the risk of something where you're not sure what you want to
do. Something that may go toxic.
Exactly. So there's a status quo. Listen literally to your heart, to quote Roxette. Find out what it is you want and then make an informed choice.
Right.
And there's hurt there too.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to be made a fool of. There's hurt there. So that needs to be attended to.
Yeah.
You know, because he probably felt that. Like,
I hope
it works out.
I hope it works out. Yeah. And the thing is, she has decided now that she wants to. So that's... It's changed the situation, hasn't it?
Yeah.
It can. And for anybody, but particularly for men, being a consolation prize, being this kind of idea, I was out there, couldn't find it, but you'll do, isn't exactly ego boosting. So again, there needs to be much, much fuller conversations between these two.
But there's hope.
Yeah. Right. Ray and team, I met a new man over a year ago. My three children are finding this difficult to accept. My youngest is in their teens. The two others are in their 20s. I was in a very controlling marriage and I called time on it a few years ago. It had been over for a long time, really, and it has been a difficult life in many ways. I have in no way not cared for my children since I met this wonderful man. I'm of the opinion that my estranged husband knows about the wonderful chance that this man and I have been blessed with. I think he's stirring and manipulating my eldest in particular. There are a lot of bits going on in the lives of my children and me. Your professionals would need a lot of time to listen to the entire situation, but it would just be nice if they could be happy for me. I would be so happy to see them happy now and in the future. Any advice?
Look after your own happiness first, and it seems like you have achieved a happiness with this man. Your children will sense that. In time, when the toxicity of your ex-husband gets out of the way and has less influence, if they see you smiling, if they see you happy, they will sense that and will be happier for you. But don't hide your happiness.
And I think I'd name what's in the room. I would say, I can see you're struggling with this relationship. I'm sorry if you're uncomfortable with it. I'm sorry that it's difficult and it's a big change for you. But we were all in the family together and it wasn't healthy. I feel happier in myself now. You know, you can talk to me about how you actually feel, but this is important for me to even model a healthy relationship for you.
Mm.
And it could actually start a really good conversation and just say, look, you know, and then I possibly if she feels and if it's possible to talk back to the ex to ask him to stop speaking badly. Now, you can't control that, but you could ask to respectfully for the sake of the kids' relationships.
But what intrigues me about this is that the eldest is in their 20s.
Yep.
And this one was in a very controlling marriage. Is that 20-year-old or 25-year-old not aware of the negative effects that their dad, this woman's husband, had on her?
If she saw it, yeah, but there's other ways in which controlling where people can think they're happy.
Right.
You know, dad looks after me, dad gives me money, dad paid for my new car. That's all controlling behaviour, but there's rewards in it. That's why if your focus goes on making other people happy over yourself, you lose your own happiness. Your kids are in your 20s and other youngest in their teens. They have a whole future ahead, which will involve new people, new families, new futures. Enjoy what you have and prioritise that, and then people will learn that from you.
And of course, you're seeing this in your work all the time now, because divorce was introduced in this country and people would have stayed in relationships before that were completely unsuitable.
Yeah.
And now they have a way out and this woman decided to take that way out. But do people, do people come to you and say that their ex, although out of the house, is still...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Of course. I mean, what you're like, no matter if you separate, like normally there still is kind of interactions happening,
children, which
is good. But, you know, trying to control things that you can't control is impossible. But I think just naming what's actually there is a really healthy thing, and having conversations around it and saying, look, I'm really sorry that you're finding it difficult, but it's important for me to have healthy relationships. And you know what? I hope this happens for you as well. It's just a conversation starter where you're meeting their needs as well.
And one of the most destructive things in any separation or divorce is using children as pawns.
Mm.
No matter whether they're 2 or 20, it's wrong.
Yeah. And as you say at the outset, which is important, that these children will see that their mother is happy, and that's the ultimate thing, isn't it? That's the most important thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Right. Thanks very much, Ray. Thanks, Alison. And Ray and Alison will join us again in a few weeks' time. That's it from us. Cormac is on the way with Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.